Chattanooga Eggs. There you are.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Pyle.
I know you must be booked at this point.
No, I'm fine. Just finished my dinner.
Just had a great speech tonight, and I tell you, the reaction has been overwhelming. It really
is. Good. Glad to hear that.
And that's just damn fine. It was not only the right substantive thing to do, but it was a political, absolute political success of great proportions.
Well, the important thing is you and I know why we did it.
Exactly.
I mean, it was perhaps we could have toughed it through, as Agnew in his stupid juvenile way indicated, and that's what he's going to probably whine about tomorrow. He's probably going to whine about being in charge of energy.
Let me tell you something, sir.
Huh?
He gave a speech tonight over at that Divine thing that was a stem winder for you that had these guys absolutely tearing the place apart.
Well, good.
About Richard Nixon.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, because he's coming in tomorrow and you coming with him, but I don't want him to whine about the energy and the rest.
No.
The thing to do is tell him, look, you're in on everything, Ted, but goddammit, you're not to run anything.
That's right.
The vice president can't run anything.
No, and it would be the wrong thing. And
our friend coming down tomorrow or not?
Oh, yes, he'll be here at 11.
Good. And see you first?
Yes.
So the two of us see him together. I'll do it together if you think it's the way. No, you see him first.
I think I should do it, and you just see him briefly.
You touch him up, and then I'll bring him in and put the coup on him, huh?
Good. Great, sir. Well, everything's in just perfect shape.
One of the things, of course, that I talked to Ron about an hour earlier, and I said I understood the press was never so miserable as they were tonight. And he didn't agree, because Ron so always defends the assholes. He has to. And I said, you know damn well that's true, Ron. He said, well, yes, they wanted to have Watergate. But they were, huh?
They're stymied again.
And that kills them, doesn't it?
Well, sure it kills them. They hate it.
Yeah.
But the TV guys, they're going to do their analysis tomorrow on the big networks.
Right.
So we'll watch. They'll turn sour, because that's the way they'll do it.
It's all right.
But the fact is, we got what we wanted with the people, and you were in front of them, and that was great. It was just great.
We're one step ahead at the moment.
Yes, sir.
No, we've got to keep a step ahead. And Henry's thing is a step ahead.
And we're moving. That's the difference. They're going backwards, and we're moving.
And when they come out with their little boy Dean and all of his jackass things, fine.
Yeah.
We just slap it with the wrist and let her go.
And I'll tell you, old Maury put them all to shame today. He really did.
Maury, they said, was great, huh?
Yes, he was. He gave a closing statement that left them in shock silence. He said, I want you people to know that you owe me something, and that's my good name. And Christ, they said a pin could have dropped in that room. He said, a lot of innocent people have been vilified in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It was an open break in the committee with one congressman jumping on the chairman for Badger and Stan.
Right.
Just, it's really turned into a good thing now.
Well, we're going to turn it more, because one day I'm going to attack that committee, and when I do, it's going to be a blockbuster. I'm going to take it apart like it's never been taken apart.
Exactly.
I really will.
Well, I think that's the thing to do.
Not yet. I'm going to wait till Dean's on.
Let them get so ripe that
after they're about ripe, then I'm going to hit them and destroy them. They'll be destroyed like the McCarthy Committee was destroyed. Absolutely destroyed.
That's right.
That's going to be done. They don't realize what they're up against, this stupid Urban drinking too much and pointing his finger.
That's right.
Now they'll run their things.
They can handle them, sir.
They'll run their things next week and the rest, and then I'll take them on. You watch. It'll be awful rough, too.
Yeah.
And very effective.
That's what it should be. I just think it's been a great week. Last week was a great week, and we're going.
Is Bryce willing to go tomorrow?
No, I think we better hold up. We've got a little problem with his stocks that we want to be sure is not a problem.
But he will go Saturday then, or not then, even then, huh?
Oh, no, this isn't prohibitive. We just want to be sure we're not going to get any criticism.
Well, it doesn't make that much difference, the story. Tomorrow, let the other thing run. We've got so much running tomorrow with this.
And Henry will go out and brief tomorrow on the Paris thing. This will be running all month.
That's right. Let him brief again tomorrow.
Yes.
And he could brief on Paris and on Iceland. He can get that across again. And Brezhnev.
And Brezhnev.
Henry ought to do all three. When does he get back?
He's due in late tonight. right, sir. I think he's got a couple more hours yet.
Well, be sure that he gets a good night's sleep, and you tell him to give him the works on all that. And if they ask about Watergate or tapping, says I'm not going to answer any questions on that.
That's
period.
Exactly.
And don't answer any. Gentlemen, there are too many important things happening in the world for me to get into that. I have no response, period. Now tell him to say that, Al. I'll tell him too, but you tell him, and it's an order.
Yes, sir.
You know, God damn it, he's foolish to get into that.
Right.
That's their issue. Stay off of their issue. Get to our issue. I'm just not going to answer on that. We've got too many great things going on in the world. The year of Europe, the Brezhnev visit, the Vietnamese thing. Now, General, you have any questions that I'll answer them. I'm not going to talk about Watergate, period.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Good, sir.
All right, Al.
Well, great job.
Thank you.
We're proud of you.
Bye, sir.